Welcome to Lanyap. I'm KEDM News Director Bob Lennox. My guest today joining me in studio, Dr. Mara Loeb, and she is the Director of the International Student Program and Services at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, I'm happy to be here, Bob.
And talking today, Mara, the International Food Fair that's going to be coming up Tuesday, March 2nd from 11 to 1:30 at the Student Union Building in Ballroom A. What an exciting event that's going to be coming up, and folks need to mark this on the calendar and get their palettes ready.
Oh, absolutely. This is one of the most exciting events that the International Education Council and the International Student Association sponsor all year. And it's really a fabulous opportunity to sample food from around the world for just change, for spare change. We're really excited about the number of organizations and restaurants that are going to be represented this year at the fair.
Yeah, this is, the fourth or fifth?
Fifth or sixth year, okay. I'd have to look it up, that we've been doing this. And the response just gets better every year, and especially if the weather is good and people are hungry.
And as you mentioned, the popularity is growing, more people joining up, organizations and restaurants that are involved.
Mm-hmm. This year we're having the Foreign Language Student Association is going to be preparing dishes, and the Muslim Student Association, which represents like eight nations, is going to try and get a different food from every country. That will be quite an achievement.
Wow.
I've never had a Saudi Arabian food. I've had Egyptian once. I've never had Syrian. So where else are you going to find something like this? It's just fabulous. And the international students in general are going to be preparing dishes, and faculty members from the International Education Council here at ULM. And four restaurants have signed on. Russ from Eduardo's is going to be bringing Mexican food, and also from Namaste has new Indian restaurant that just opened in the old
right.
Peking building down mm-hmm. on like 4th, I think. And the China Cafe, I know a lot of faculty are familiar with their wonderful food, and Rachel is going to be sending up some Chinese food from there. And the Spice Restaurant from Sterlington, which participated last year, is again going to be one of our restaurants participating in the International Food Fair. And so there's going to be quite a number of things to tickle your palate.
Yeah.
I hope people will make it a part of their day. It's open to the public, and food samples are going to be starting at 50 cents. So that is wonderful.
11 to 1:30, as you mentioned, people can come in for an early lunch, or mm-hmm. if they have a later lunch, they'll be there after the normal lunch hour. How many countries are going to be represented?
Well, the ULM has about 48 countries represented from the student body.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of them will be cooking. I believe the Korean students may have something special planned, and they did a terrific job the last time with a Korean omelet. That was wonderful. But with the Muslim Student Association, we've got a lot of countries that aren't represented in the student body,
mm-hmm.
but they may be represented in the community or in the faculty. So it's really hard to predict at this point how many are going to be participating. I won't know myself until we set up on Tuesday. So come and be surprised. And we're also going to be offering free samples of different international beverages.
Mm-hmm.
This will be free, something that you've maybe never tried before. My favorite is the basil seed drink, but there's also jelly grass or sugarcane or a coconut drink. We've got a variety of those that'll be at a table just to try little samples of. And so, well, you know, try something new.
With the students that are involved, you know, talk about a common love, and that being food and
mm-hmm.
something to fellowship over. So it's really something that will bring them together as well.
Oh, yes, it's a lot of fun. People get to mix and meet the students. We'll have international music and DVDs of students traveling around the world playing. And if people have questions, they can certainly call the international office at 342-5225. And if you are an international student and haven't thought about cooking over the weekend or in time for Tuesday, that this is your opportunity. They're calling you up to the oven and the stove, and then we'll put it on the plate.
Speaking with Mara Loeb, Director of the International Student Programs and Services at ULM, the International Food Fair that's going to be coming up on Tuesday, March the 2nd. With the foods that are being prepared by the students, I take it probably foods that are obviously indigenous to the countries. Probably some stories, too, that people who come by and attend can find out maybe it's a family favorite or something like that that they'll be preparing.
That's right. Well, you know, when students come to the United States, one of the biggest shocks is the difference in food. And many kids that didn't cook before start cooking when they're here. Mm-hmm. And they'll actually boast that they've become good cooks. I've even heard Indian women say, men who have studied in the United States are the best husbands because they know how to cook. And so I think that's quite a recommendation myself. So do come by and see what the variety is. We'll have the flags of all the countries represented at ULM on display, too. Mm-hmm. And so that's really colorful and shows the diversity here on our campus.
Right. As you mentioned, it's really going to the food is there, but also the environment, the music that's going to be playing.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, for folks wanting to find out more about that, how can they get in touch with you and, of course, the International Food Fair coming up at the Student Union Building in Ballroom A coming up next Tuesday?
That's the top of the sub for people who don't know where the ballroom is. And they can always call the International Student Programs Office at 342-5225 for some more information.
And perhaps some recipes to be shared during the food fair?
Sounds good.
And of course, they'll keep those family secrets. Mara, thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure.